Ravine.
Ravine.
You are born here?
Yeah.
What is your school?
I got it here.
You are Sujan?
You have been in England?
No. No, I haven't been. I stuck to it. My dad talked to me. It may not be. Our parents are Indian parents, sir. They're going to try to grab hold of you before you can go away. You know, he thought that I won't come back or something. Yeah, well, you see, I didn't want to come back and get married and all that, you see. And then he forced me to get married.
Very bad.
Yes, two boys.
I was talking.
Yes.
Just now.
Yes.
The Indians here.
Yes.
Are better situated than in India.
Than in India. Correct.
And they started this movement here.
Yes.
We are failure. But in India,
yes,
it is supposed to be successful.
Yes.
But at the present moment, after independence, Indians are very horribly situated.
Very horribly situated.
They have no food.
Is it because of the people?
Maybe. Yes. What is it called? I do not wish to discuss. But you are better off here.
Better off here. Well, I was going to India for some knowledge, you see. You know, to the ashrams there. And I couldn't go.
How did you know that you get some knowledge there?
Well, I read a few books of the Divine Life Society, you know.
Yeah.
And I want to go to Rishikesh, you know.
So what is that Divine Life Society? I want to know from
you. Well,
what is that divinity? Whether it is nonsense or divinity.
Well, that time I didn't know of anything else. This was in 19...
Then how we decided that it is divine life?
Well, you see, I read a few books by Swami Sivananda.
Oh, what is that book? Read me, huh? What does it say?
Well, it teaches you the basics, you know.
What is that basic? What can you explain?
Well, he's got a Gita too, you know, translated.
He has got everything. Why don't you explain? What do you learn from?
He's giving us that.
We have no idea what is divine life. And still, you are going to divine life.
Well, you should teach us the basic, no meat eating, no intoxicants, and also no gambling. And no. No cheating. No gambling, no cheating. He's got a restriction, so.
You follow this restriction?
Well, up to a certain extent, I guess.
What is that extent?
I don't eat meat. I don't gamble. I don't take any intoxicants. But I can see, you know. And
so that divine life is generally for all the Hindus.
Yes.
That is custom. They may learn here something else. But generally, Hindus, they do not take meat.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Anything else? No, simply. They just pick.
Well, it's very similar to our movement, you know, the Hare Krishna movement.
But Hare Krishna movement is so different in this sense that we have got Krishna.
Yes. Krishna.
Do they have Krishna?
Well, only thing I could tell you, they teach us to pray to Kali, Durga, Saraswati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When it is finished, you might like it.
But you see, at that time there was nothing else for us, Swamiji.
Yeah.
You know, we had to follow something. And I didn't hear of you that time. This was in 1966, you know. It was quite a long time, and well, I only came to...
That's it in like that.
There was only the Divine Life Society, as far as I heard that time, you know. There was nobody else to follow, and we surrendered ourselves to him, you see.
Yeah. In the Bhagavad Gita, you read Bhagavad Gita?
Yes, sorry. I read.
Do you know what Krishna has said?
Well, surrender to him alone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this Kali Durga,
yeah,
and other demigods worshippers,
yeah,
they have been described as lost of intellect.
Lost of intellect?
That means fools.
Fools, those who worship them. Mm. Yeah. But he also tells us we must worship Krishna too.
And Krishna is who you are. He is the Supreme Lord.
Supreme Lord, yeah.
That's it.
People are serving him.
Center of the mind, right? Yeah?
Yeah, it's in Reservoir Hills. Well, it's not far from West Hill, where we are living. Reservoir Hills, it's not a big ashram there. We've got a resident Swami there, Swami Sahajananda. We've got a printing press. The quarters there, living quarters, you know. We've got a few devotees living there.
How many?
Well, they've got about 4 permanently living, and then you get others coming during the day and helping them.
Hmm? Printing press. More than ours?
Nobody has printing press.
You have seen our books?
Yeah, I've seen the books.
Are there books like that?
Yes.
How many books?
Well, he only got the Bhagavatam, but he's got a few books on Krishna and the Ramayan. Short Ramayan, actually. It's a priest, you know, it's a priest. Very good spot.
Swimming. Why it is good?
Isn't it refreshing and
He says the same artist. Can be more out, let's say. They must be well situated.
What?
They must be well situated than yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
That's what it is.
Man cannot stay in 24 hours. A gas in 24 hours.
Very, very few.
Huh? Not at all. I don't see any.
You're not strong enough.
Huh?
You're not strong enough.
And you're still the one equal, right?
One of your books in a store, Bhagavad Gita.
Huh?
While he was in the army, he bought a book in a store, Bhagavad Gita. And he read the book and he came to the temple in Johannesburg and practically joined immediately.
Yesterday there was sell some books.
Yes.
How many?
How many books were sold last time?
Not so many, 10, 15 big books.
I think because in Mulvaney Heights, where we had the program, we've been there so many times. Practically everyone has all of your books. One night, about 2 years ago, we had a program there.
Huh.
We sold $600 worth of books in one evening.
Uh-huh.
Yes. They've taken your books to test. We don't know whether to be diplomatic towards these other so-called religious movements, or whether to simply expose the philosophy which they're putting forward.
No. Should be diplomatic. You should give positive information of our philosophy. Where may be absolutely necessary. You can criticize.
Only because you sent us here. Otherwise, you would have never come to this place in a million years. I think in America the devotees think that Africa is simply a bunch of jungles. No one wants to come here to preach.
Lord. Asking about singing.
Yes.
Why they cannot sing all through? Like the fish. They're defeated.
They can't sing like the fish.
Therefore they're defeated.
They have to put the fins like on. I mean the rubber.
That I am pointing out.
Yes.
That they are less efficient than the fish.
Correct.
In a small fish his pan is in there.
Yes, so
but he cannot.
Yes.
Why they are proud of becoming more intelligent than the fish?
Yeah.
Why is that intelligent?
Well, I thought
it was
a good spot, you know.
Nah, it's a very good spot.
Yes.
But you cannot enjoy it. After some time, you have to give it up. The fish does not. Therefore, fish is more intelligent than this man.
Yes. And on a rainy day, is it possible to go swimming? On a rainy day, some people say you mustn't go near water on a rainy day.
I'm not speaking in detail, but by practical experience we can see that these men are not as efficient as the small fish. That is my point.
Yeah.
They have advanced in civilization, family, scientists, brain, but they are not enough intelligence, more than the fish. That is my point. Am I right or not?
Right.
Right. Swimming is enjoyable, then let them swim always. Why they cannot?
Yeah. Actually, I just swimming.
And the fishes are swimming always. So, who is more intelligent? The fish or the man?
Well, summertime I go swimming here, always.
Don't speak about yourself. I am speaking generally. You may be very expert, but how long do you swim? How long you can?
5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Yes, all right. Finish your business.
Correct.
And the teachers are swimming 24 hours.
24.
This young man, who is expert in swimming, the fish or yourself? What will be the answer? If he asks, all this young man, that he is expert, the fish or you are expert
in swimming,
what will be the answer?
Well,
he is.
The fish is there. Fishes.
But he would say he is.
Or the swimmer will say, the fish is expert.
And then if he says that he is expert more than the fish, then he's a madman. Now, why he cannot become more expert than the fish?
Because he's not meant to swim. He's not meant to swim all this.
Then in which way he should be expert? He must show his expertness
in the mind.
A different way, if the fish cannot.
I suppose, in the mind.
Mind, there, he's watching up the peak, he knows where is his enemy, where to go. There was better mind. They can understand from two minds that some enemy is coming, they take care.
Fish.
Yes. The mind is just so strong. Every sea in the water, although they are expert, they are always in danger. They are always afraid of being eaten by bigger fish.
Bigger fish.
Nunam mahatam tattva.
The world is the
stronger
is exploiting the weaker.
Nunam mahatam tattva. Jiva Jiva Sajivan. It's still there, Ishma.
Is it possible to visit other planets?
You have to be expert.
Expert.
Not by this machine.
No, that's still traveling.
You have to prepare yourself.
Prepare yourself.
Yes. The strength. We have to prepare to come to your country. If it's another thing. Not that all of a sudden I can come.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, you have to prepare yourself to go for other things.
Mm-hmm.
And because they are going
physically,
they are not successful. Mm-hmm. You have to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down. Mm-hmm. Go back.
Well, Swamiji, if you want, you can answer this. Have you been to other planets?
I am on all planets. When I come to other countries, I see the same tree, the same road, and the same sand. So what is the difference? I don't find any difference between India and this South Africa. Because the same trees are there, same grass is there, the same road is there, the same. So similarly in every planet. Without going, we can understand if you are same man.
Yeah.
We come here not to see how is South Africa.
Yeah.
We have come here to preach.
To see.
That is our thing. We don't come as a tourist to see how South Africa is. What South Africa is. Same building, same road, everything, same. What to see here? They are also eating, sleeping and struggling, that's all.
That's a snake park there.
Is there any difference between Los Angeles, America, San Francisco, and this city? Is there any difference? defend him. Is there any place where people do not die?
Yes. Besides, maybe Krishna Loka also.
That is another thing. Within this
material. On earth, everywhere. Everybody.
Our real problem is to go there where there is no death. That is real. Intelligence. What is the use of going here and there? But death is inevitable.
Now, in Brahma Loka, there is also...
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Brahma also died.
Brahma also
died. Is that reading this sea?
Yes.
Down?
Yes. Some plants live underneath the water.
Yes. And why did the Akshay say there is no life? And we see underneath the water there is life. And in the moon planet there is no life. You have to believe this?
So there is life on the moon.
Yes.
But can you see them? Do they have bodies? Or?
First of all, you go there, then see. I don't admit that they have gone to the moon. Sir.
You don't believe?
It is 1,600,000 above the sun. The moon.
1,600,000
miles above the sun.
And actually, well, they say, well,
they say they are all fools.
40 million.
You don't accept them.
1,600,000
yeah.
Above the sun.
Above the sun. How they will go?
And the sun is 96 million miles.
Yeah, that they cannot go there.
Yeah. 93.
Thank you. Yes, sir. There is no the Bhagavatam since the last 5,000 years. And these people have become civilized for the last 300 years. And we have to accept their statement. Or the statement which is made 5,000 years at least. At least they discussed, they had some knowledge, they cannot deny that. They're giving discussion of all the planets where it is situated. At least they had discussion. But they are unserious.
The moon that we see in the sky.
The same moon.
That same moon.
Yes. And there is fire, blazing fire just like the sun, but it is surrounded by cool atmosphere. Therefore it is pleasing. Heat coming through cool atmosphere, it is pleasing. This is the statement. What do they know? They cannot explain why it is so brilliant. We explain that it's fire like flames, therefore it is brilliant. They say that every planet looks like that. That's not a fact. Then all the planets together, why they cannot illuminate this earth at night? Only the moon is required.
Well, they give the excuse that all the other stars are so far away that light doesn't shine bright enough.
There are no other nearer planets?
Yes, there are other planets like Venus and Mars. They say these planets are much closer.
That one. Why they do not look so bright?
The philosophy is that the Earth, Venus and Mars, these different planets, they don't give up
anything. Then why do they say the only planets look like moon? They say like that.
They think the moon is just reflecting light from the sun.
Like it is not reflecting to other planets, only to the moon. Why special advantage for the moon? They know this, or rascal philosopher. Why particularly to the moon? Why not other? Simply theories. Non-scientific. And his Shastra definitely gives the distance of the moon from the sun planet 1,600,000 miles. Then similarly 1,600,000 up the Mars, then Venus, everything. Moon is specifically mentioned that it is so brilliant because there is fire, blazing fire. And the fire, blazing fire is so illuminating that even at night it looks quite bright. This is reasonable. Because they are not that it is being reflected by the sun. The sun can reflect other planets. But it is their fire. Just like sun, there is fire. Similarly, moon, there is fire. The sun is not covered by cool atmosphere, but the moon is covered by cool atmosphere. That's why it is pleasing. When there is sunshine, and breeze, it is very clear. No sunshine, simply breathing, it is not breathing. And only sunshine, there is no cool atmosphere, there is also. But sunshine and breathing is very clear. So, there is, like sunshine, blazing fire and surrounded by Kung and Master. Therefore, the moon is so pleasing.
That's a very reasonable argument, but how do we understand that the moon is 1,600,000 miles?
Maybe stated in Lagua.
Does that mean that it's farther away from the Earth?
Huh?
Does that mean that the Earth is farther from the moon than from the sun?
Oh yes, certainly. The sun is in the center of the universe. And other planets there are above the sun and lower the sun. Sun is in the middle of the universe.
So then the moon
is everything is there. The whole what is called radius, diameter from one point to another of the universe is given there. 1,040,000. 1,050. 40 means 10 million. So, 15 to 10 million. Huh? 500 million, 1,040, and 4 billion miles. The area, this way and that way. So, if the distance is so vast, then one planet situated some millions of miles away, it is not as fast. The whole area is 4 billion.
But it appears at least.
It appears that is another thing. That as soon as you say appears, that means you have no knowledge. But we say on the authenticity of the description and the basic literature. Therefore, it is authentic. This proves that they did not go to the moon. It is above 1,600,000 above. So this is bogus. Here also we have seen in the last one when the known man was joining that India, the creator, artificial enemy. So for want of whom the giant militant. The government created this situation, purchased all the food grains and stopped. And when the price is very high, the government controls now at high price. So people have no money, therefore they are obliged to surrender it. These valid demands, they are so dangerous. Simply to keep their position, they are taking over the pay of Mexico. Simply. Because they don't believe in the next birth. They are not afraid of sinful activities. They can do anything, whatever you may. They know that this life is finished. That is the whole philosophy of the moral, educated man. There is no life. Big professors, they say that there is no life after death. Therefore, the Arya Samaj is asked, well, that is Hindu belief. So, why Hindu belief? Does the Mohammedan do not go old? That answer he could not. He is such a rascal. And at last he said that, I am God. Say it all night. Dogmatica. Why we should waste our time with talking with such foolish men? Don't believe. You know, believe and not believe, that is fair. You are going to be old man if you say, I don't believe. That is a very good proposition. It does not depend on your believing or not believing. The nature's course will take place. But if it is a manani, puni karmani, let me go on. What is it? There, you are believing and not believing. If you keep yourself in such darkness, that if you believe that it is fair, then you are a fool, that's it. If you depend only on your belief, then you are a fool. What is the meaning of your belief? I believe. If I touch fire, it will not burn. Will this belief protect me? If touch fire, it will burn. Believe or not believe? What is this argument? You don't believe. This is one. If nature's law is that we must die, and if you believe, no, I will not die. Will that belief protect you? You have to submit to the nature's law. Why don't you understand this? You're talking of belief and not. Whole world is going on. We think, I suppose, perhaps, I believe that very fast. Fast does not depend on your belief, not belief, supposing, perhaps, this is the science. But they are doing all this. Whole Darwin's theory is based on this. Maybe alien from your past. You want perfect knowledge. Not such is called samsaya. Ever Krishna said, asamsaya, without any doubt, that is all. Samatra,
complete. So, if you have got the chance of going complete, without any doubt, why shall I go to you, that's it? Your knowledge is based on perhaps, maybe, why shall I go? I'll have to go somewhere to take knowledge. So why not go to this path where the knowledge is complete and without any doubt? Why should I go to you? You understand? It simply says, maybe, perhaps, I think, what is the use of this one? We don't accept. You cannot say that you are right, I am wrong. Because you are also going to somebody to get knowledge. I am also going to somebody to get knowledge. And here it is assured. The complete knowledge without any doubt. But you have no such confidence. Am I right or not?
The difficulty arises in, we say, well, you have to grow old. And then we say, the moon is so high above the sun. So,
now how can I deny it? That's what I'll say. You have not gone there.
I haven't gone. But are you...
None of these scientists, I tell them that he has not gone there. I have not gone to Yamnarka.
Yes.
But I have got this authentic determination of Yamnarka. My position is better than you. You are fool. You are a big fool. Because you are simply contented. But I have a definite determination involved. So, my position is better than you. Stand. Some of them are chanting. Yes.